Hello, this is a video tutorial for getting set up with Visual Studio and .NET Core to write cross-platform apps. Let's get started.
First, go to your favorite browser and search .NET Core. The .NET Core download page will be one of the first results. It's microsoft.com/net/core. Here you can find the steps I'll go over in this video. Click Download Visual Studio 2017. Ooh, Xamarin University. Wait, no, focus, Kendra. Okay. Click on the exe and click Yes to run. And hit Continue. And don't worry, I'll be speeding up all of these installs with movie magic. Now we can use Visual Studio to get .NET Core. In this video, I'll be creating a simple cross-platform .NET Core app. So with Visual Studio 2017, you get the option to select what workloads you wish to install along with Visual Studio. Click all of the boxes. Whoa, okay. That calculated install size is pretty big. It's appearing in the bottom corner. Maybe I'll rein in my excitement just for this demo. I'll select .NET Core cross-platform, UWP, .NET Framework, ASP.NET, and Azure Development Workloads. And you can see the install size has gone down quite a bit, which is great for my purposes. And I have container development tools checked as well up there. And install. So, Visual Studio and Visual Studio Code are very different. While Visual Studio Code is a lightweight cross-platform source code editor, Visual Studio is the integrated development environment, the mothership, the fully featured developer experience for C#, Visual Basic, and F#. And the Visual Studio install is finished, so I'll hit launch. And I think I'm going to go with the dark theme. Now, let's start our first .NET Core project in Visual Studio. I'll click File New Project on the start page and select .NET Core under the C# dropdown. I'll make a console application. And I'll just wait for that to start up. I'm going to make a console app that prints create cross-platform apps with .NET Core in Visual Studio. I'll add a console.read line. And I'll hit debug. So that's what it looks like on Windows. Now, I'm actually running Windows on an image in Parallels, so let's see the same DLL file I just generated execute on my Mac. All I need to do is navigate to my DLL in my shared folder. That'll be in my Visual Studio Project folder in my apps bin/debug/netcoreapp1.1 folder. And to run, I'll type .NET console app1.dll because that's the name of my project's DLL. So that's a DLL file that I made with Visual Studio on Windows that can run cross-platform.
I swear, there are some people watching this video who just went, oh, that's what .NET Core does. That's fantastic. This is for those people. Thanks for watching.